For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Carly Essie, sophomore blue liner out of Cloquet, Minnesota. And first of all, Carly, you've gotten a lot of ice time this year playing alongside senior Kaylee Chapman there at the blue line. What's it been like having her senior leadership out there for you?
It's been awesome. I think we really meshed together well as partners, and it's been really fun playing with her. It's been good to actually be with her all year.
How much have you learned from her?
I've learned a lot. I mean, she is very aggressive, and I need to get more aggressive like she is, so I'm trying to follow in her footsteps.
How much do you think you've changed since your freshman year?
I think I've changed quite a bit. I've got a lot more confidence, and I still need to get even more, but as I keep playing more, hopefully I'm getting better.
All right, your team just played Minnesota this last weekend. A couple of really close games. Great effort by your team out there. What does your team take from last weekend as you get ready for the playoffs?
I think we take confidence. I mean, once we're doing well against the top teams in the country, we can do it with anyone. We just need to play our game and know that we can beat anyone.
Your team has had such success this season. 18 wins, best in program history. 13 WCHA wins. You finish in fifth place. You mentioned the confidence, but what is it like to be in that locker room?
It's awesome. I mean, everyone's getting along well together, and we have great leadership, and it's been a fun year.
You guys have had great goaltending, both from Brittany Mowat and Aaron Dieters. Of course, Britt's been really locked in these last couple of weekends. As a defenseman, I know she's always giving her defense credit, but you've got to give credit to her great goaltending, don't you?
Oh, of course. I mean, without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. It's always really nice to have great goaltending behind you so that you know that they're there for you when you make your mistakes.
Steph Anderson just said in the press conference today that Britt's been really tough even in practice. How much confidence does she give you guys?
A lot of confidence. Without her, it'd be completely different.
You play Duluth, a team that you've split with this weekend. You've outscored them 9-6, beat them easily those two Friday nights, 4-1. It's going to be a different game series this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a battle. I mean, they always come ready to play, and we always want to beat them, so it's going to be a battle, definitely, in their own house for playoffs.
And with playoffs, it's a 0-0 record going into the weekend. What does your team need to work on this week to be prepared for that?
I think we just all need to be ready to go and just be focused and work together as a team, and it'll come.
I know up till Sunday, your team had no idea where they were going. It was either going to be Grand Forks or Duluth. How relieved were you that you weren't headed to Grand Forks?
I was pretty relieved. I mean, it's better with, I think, against UMD. We always find a way to make it a good game or win or be close. So I think we were all a little relieved by going to UMD.
You being from Cloquet, your family must just be excited that they can watch some home games, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of family come out to watch.
I know your dad's a hockey coach there in Cloquet, boys head hockey coach. At what point, how old were you when you put on hockey skates?
Pretty young. I'd say 3 or 4. Okay. Got out there.
And at what point did you realize you were going to be a defenseman?
I'd say probably when I was around 10 or 11.
Okay. Never wanted to be up front?
I was for a while, but then they moved me back.
As a daughter of a hockey coach, do you think that gives you a little bit of advantage, kind of the ins and outs of hockey?
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I've learned all my stuff from him, and whenever I have questions, I can always go to him and ask, and it's really helpful to have him.
We talked about the chemistry of this BSU women's hockey team. Do you guys kind of have a little bit of an edge or a swagger, thinking maybe this could be the year that you guys go far?
I mean, hopefully. I guess, like, we'll have to see what... Anything can happen in playoffs, so.
Carly, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.